Satan is deceiving so many people, and if we really saw him, we would know, we would understand. We would turn away from sin because we would think, I do not want to have anything to do with him. I do not want to score any points for that team. I do not want anything to do with sin. I had a friend of mine who, when he was early on in his priesthood, he had someone come to him needing an exorcism. He had no idea what to do. So with some other friends, they called another priest to help them out. And that experience changed his life. He saw in that woman's eyes something of the devil. And he made that connection. He said, when I sin, I score a point for that team. And I don't want that. He was already a holy priest, but it really confirmed and affirmed him. And when he told me the story, it hit me and I thought, neither do I. I don't want to be someone that is scoring points for the devil. Now, we read in some of the comments, and you know in people that you know, that they are completely deceived, that they see the church as the bad guy, that they see God as evil. Why would God do this? Why would God allow this? Clearly, he's a jerk. They make all these conclusions, and they don't really know who's behind the suffering in the world. 99.9% of the suffering in the world is because of our stupidity and the evil of the devil and all the demons that follow him. Today's saint gives us a vision of the devil, Saint Catherine of Siena. She requires no introduction. She is an amazing saint. Now, I love a lot of these different saints, and I know I'm kind of saying that they're all my favorite, but this one, if I really had to pick a spiritual mother to, for sure, she's my spiritual mother, she's gonna guide me in the spiritual life, I would pick her. Saint Catherine of Siena is amazing. Long ago with my family, I had the grace of going to Siena, and we went to where she was buried, and part of her is in Siena, the rest of her is in Rome. Let's not get into some of those details, but it was amazing to be able to pray with her body buried there. And there is where I learned this amazing prayer to the Holy Spirit. If I remember, I'll put a link to the video where I talk about these different prayers, a prayer that she wrote after she miraculously learned to read. So, a little bit about her. She is considered sort of the mother of the Dominicans. She was an early Dominican saint. Well, she had this amazing gift of having locutions where God the Father would speak to her and she would write. Now, there are two principal works that you need to be aware of if you want to know more about Saint Catherine of Siena. The first is the dialogue. It's literally that questions that she asks to God and answers that he gives. And when you read these answers, you know it's God. It's unbelievable. They're on topics on prayer, on faith, and he covers everything. If you were to read that book, you would know everything about the Catholic faith, but in an amazing way, not just this basic, simple, superficial level. The other book was by her biographer, and I'm forgetting what it's called, but it's probably just something like The Biography of Saint Catherine of Siena or The Life of Saint Catherine of Siena. And he wrote about it. It's an amazing book because after each chapter, you could tell he was writing it as she was alive, and obviously as he was alive. After each chapter, he would literally say, I know that the things that I wrote are so unbelievable, but these people are still alive, so go ask them and they'll tell you that it's true. So you know that he's literally super excited about witnessing to all the miracles that God worked through this holy saint. Without much further ado, let's hear from her own words, from God the Father, what the devil is really like. The saints in heaven exult in the sight of me, refreshing themselves with joy in the fruit of their toils, born for me with such abundance of love and displeasure with themselves. In the same way, the sight of the devil renews these wretched ones to torments. In seeing him, they know themselves more. That is to say, they know that by their own sin, they have made themselves worthy of him. So the worm of conscience gnaws more and more, and the fire of this conscience never ceases to burn. The sight is even more painful to them because they see him in his own form, which is so horrible that the heart of man could not imagine it. And if you remember well, you know that I showed him to you in his own form for a little space of time, hardly a moment. And you decided, after you had returned to yourself, that you would rather walk on a road of fire, even until the day of judgment, than to see him again. With all this that you have seen, even you do not know fully how horrible he is. For by divine justice, he appears more horrible to the soul that is deprived of me, and more or less according to the gravity of that soul's sin. There is more that she says, but there is so much that she says that I simply could not read it. You have to go get her book, The Dialogue, or this book, Saints in Hell, that gives you everything so you could really meditate, because she has so much to teach us. And in fact, you know that I'm going to do a series on the Nine Beatitudes, which is going to be unbelievable. I'm so excited. But I could do like 100 videos on St. Catherine of Siena and everything that she has to teach. So if you are at all interested in that style, which is kind of more poetic and more theological, if you like that style, comment down below. Obviously, for many of these things, we don't see for ourselves. We need to take what is said and meditate on it. Think deeply and ask for graces that show us what God was talking about, that we could see a glimmer of the form of the devil and know what he really looks like, so that we can be more convinced that we do not want to sin, because that is one of the punishments of hell, to see him. Now, just think about that the punishments, one of the main punishments of hell, just as one of the biggest rewards in heaven is seeing God, one of the worst punishments in hell is that you get to see the devil. My friends, this has been day 7. We are coming to a close. Please support this channel. Please support these videos. Pray for me. We're praying for each other. We are almost at the finish line. See you tomorrow and day 8.